It's great to have him in, our one hairy biker, our galloping gourmet, Gavin Former. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good. Have you fallen into the trap of my kitchen rules yet? I ask you every fortnight because you know I've been sucked in. Have you come across to the dark side?
No.
You haven't?
Nope, never will.
See, I don't believe you. You're like one of those men who used to work shift work and would never admit to watching Days of Our Lives.
Oh, it was Melrose Place with me.
Yeah, it just gets worse. Katie and Demi, they're Victorians. Here's the spoiler alert. If you didn't see it last night, then you need to turn the radio down now because I got in trouble.
I did hear about that.
I got in trouble for spoiling some of it. So because with all the catch up, they did an Italian Japanese fusion. Have you ever heard of an Italian Japanese fusion?
No, but now I'm scared.
Now you should be very scared. Bunt salmon sushi, Japanese hamburger with sweet potato fries, and matcha mishu. But the problem was that when they were putting the sushi together, it was actually their wonderful accompaniments in the form of the mayonnaise.
Talk to me about the mayonnaise.
It's like a normal mayonnaise, but then we've added some yuzu. Oh, and MSG.
MSG?
Yeah.
Is that fashionable?
I don't think with a lot of people, but we found that we really need it for our mayonnaise to get it that thick consistency that we need.
So you use the MSG as a thickening agent?
We think so.
No. I personally have never heard of using MSG as a thickening agent. It's a flavour enhancer. I don't think it really needs it. Yeah. Well, good luck.
How would you have been feeling if you're Darren Robertson last night?
That's disgusting. That's terrible.
Using
MSG as a thickening? You shouldn't have to thicken your mayonnaise to start with.
But is it just using MSG terrible in itself these days?
It's frowned upon.
Yeah. Do you use MSG in anything?
No, not at all. But I do know chefs that do.
And name some names?
No.
Fair enough.
Do you want to get in trouble?
Not particularly. No, I can get in trouble.
I want to know what a Japanese hamburger is.
Well, it was...
Did it come with a birth certificate from Japan or Tokyo or something?
No, it was basically a hamburger. It didn't go down well because they got 4 and 4 from the judges. So last night, the girls walked away with 60. So there you go. So Japanese... Italian fusion didn't really work. What is working this morning are cheeses. Now, you love your cheese, don't you?
A slight addiction. I've been out of rehab 2 or 3 weeks now, but I'm back on the cheese.
And the cheese that you brought in this morning, and this works absolutely no way for radio, but you've brought in a couple of cheeses. You can head to 2newrfm.com. This is like a buffalo, but it's not, is it?
It's a labneh. It's a hung yogurt.
It's a hung yogurt. Mm. Okay. And I'm going to eat one live on the air and hopefully not drop it on the floor. Not supposed to eat in the studio, but...
Yeah, that one's a neutral one. I thought I'd talk while you had something in your mouth. I thought that might be good for radio.
Appreciate it.
You can flavour that with whatever you like. When you marinate it, you can put... I like to use chilli, rosemary and garlic in mine. That's perfect.
How hard is it to make?
Oh, you hang yogurt for a couple of days in a chucks with a drip cloth.
Yep.
When it dries out, you roll it up, you marinate it. That's simple as that.
How long does this last?
In the oil. Oh, a good week or two.
That's it. Okay, fair enough. And the other one is, and I love ricotta, and you've made this yourself, and this is just...
Should we get somebody else to lick the spoon? Now you're finished.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
How hard is it to make ricotta?
Ricotta's vinegar and milk, really. That's it.
Do you think people just think that it is too hard to make their own cheeses, or is it the case of the work that goes into it is much, much harder than just popping down to the supermarket and grabbing some?
There's the romance behind it. They think, oh, it's a heavy technique, and blessed are the cheesemakers.
Mm.
But this way we just, you know, demystify it.
Sweet baby cheeses.
Sweet baby cheeses.
So there you go. What is your all-time favourite cheese?
Manchego.
Spanish
cheddar that's just phenomenal. The flavours are just brilliant. I could talk about cheese all day.
Really?
Yeah, you've got blue cheese, black rind cheese, soft cheese, but you know, list goes on and on and
on. How many different cheeses do you make? This is just a very...
They're the two simplest that I make on a regular basis.
What's the most complicated?
I'd probably think a French brie, the one called Dauphinois that goes through the sieves 3 or 4 times. Beautiful brie, but I wouldn't take that one on.
Okay, yeah, not the... Skill level 5.
Yes, skill level DEFCON 7.
Hey, what have we got for us? What recipe have you brought in for us this weekend?
I've put up the recipe for the labneh and the ricotta, so you've got both.
Yeah, because you were very busy over the weekend knocking up all this for us, and we do appreciate it.
That's all right. My pleasure.
I'm going to pass this around. So there you go. When it comes to cheeses, it's not that hard to make, and ricotta is just so convenient and so versatile as well, isn't it?
I'll give you a little hint with the ricotta too. If you want a flavoured one, while it's in the milk and before you sieve it, flavour it then.
With what?
Oh, rosemary is good, thyme, any of the herbs you really like. Put it through the milk boil, and when you sieve it, the flavours will go through the cheese.
Recipe at 2NURFM.com and the Todd Sargent Morning Show page. Thank you for your help this morning.
Not a problem.
Our one hairy biker, Gavin Foreman, on 2NURFM.